Okay. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're on the two dots on the top of Chav Zayin. So Mishnah had mentioned that, Mishnah has said, these mentioned the Ma'am Hados, which were the Israelim who were involved in the Korban as well. It says, Elo Hinam Ma'amados, and then it says, Lefisha Ne'amar Tzavetz B'nai Yisrael. And that gives us a reason why you have to have Ma'amados. How can it be that the Korban Talmud of B'nai Yisrael is being offered, and B'nai Yisrael are not standing by it? So basically the problem is that the Mishnah seems to say, Mishnah says these are the Ma'amados, so you would expect a discussion of a list of the Ma'amados. Then it gives an explanation. So the Gemara asks, "My Kamar, what's going on? What is the Mishnah saying? It should have said Elu had the Ma'amados, and then listed the Ma'amados. So Haki Kamar, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Mishnah says two things: Elu had the Ma'amados; these are going to be the Ma'amados. Umatam shatiknu Ma'amados, and what are the reason that they have the Ma'amados? And then they answer question one or two, and oftentimes you answer question two first, and then go to question one. Then they answer question two, the fish and emar, because the pasuk says, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, v'remar t'aleim, es kor b'nei lachmi li'ishai, right, that when it says Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, it proves that b'nei Yisrael has a portion, all of b'nei Yisrael has a portion in the Tamidim, right, because the Tamidim come from the Masses of Shekel that everyone would donate. V'heyach, and how is it possible that karbono shel adam karev who ain't normal gabav? How is it possible that somebody's, an individual, a person's karbon is being offered and he is not standing there? That's why they instituted the concept of the ma'amados. And then after the Mishnah mentions that, and the Mishnah goes back and says, what are the ma'amados? And the Mishnah says, therefore hiskinu neviim arishonim, that the original neviim made a takana, they made an enactment that all the kohanim would be split up to esrim va'arba'a mishmaros, the 24 watches. Each watch would work 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would rotate. So basically, each one work twice a year, and on the holidays, everyone could be there. The Alkol Mishmar Mishmar, and on each watch, Hayamama B'Yushalayim, there was another, like a watch in Yushalayim, of Kohanim, of Leviim, and Yisraelim. Higia Zman Mishmar Lalos, so when it came time for that Mishmar to go up, Kohanim and Leviim Olim LeYerushalayim. The Kohanim and Leviim would go up to Yerushalayim. The people, the Maimon who lived in Yerushalayim, would daven there, and the people, the Maimon also had people in wherever they were in Eretz Yisrael. They would then do their laning and their davening. We'll see that they would fast as well. Both. There's some in Yerushalayim, and they would do it in their. If the ones in Yerushalayim would do it in Yerushalayim, and the ones in their town, in the cities, would do it in their cities. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, learning the Brisa. Esrim v'arba mishmaros v'Eretz Yisrael. There are 24 mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael. Ushtei mishrei v'Yericho, and 12 are in Yericho. So the Gemara now asks, does that mean there were additional 12 in Yericho? Right? Ushtei mishrei v'Yericho, were there another 12 in Yericho in addition to the 24? And if that's the case, then the fish in the tuva, then there's much more than 24, then there's 36. And we know that there's 24. So Elah, what it comes to say, is Ushtei mishrei mehen v'Yericho. There were 24 mishmaros, and 12 of them were in Yericho. What does that mean, 12 of them were in Yericho? Rashi says, what we said. So the Gemara asks, so what are they doing? What are they doing in Yericho? What's going on in Yericho? So he says, Higia Zman HaMishmar Lalos, when the time for the Mishmar came, when it came your week, Chatzia Mishmar Hayolim Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, so half of the Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, the Chatzia Mishmar Hayolim Yericho, and 12 of them would come to Yericho, right? Kedei Sheyisapku Mayim Umazon Lachem Yerushalayim. They were basically the supply lines to get food and provisions to their brethren in Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if they would switch every day or if they would how they would do it, but you would have 12. That you would take the 24, split it in two, and that half would be doing the avoda, but they would be providing the provisions. Right, Rashi. Right. So Rashi says, Klomar Ketzin Hayu Yud Beis Yericho. How could it be that there? What does it mean that there were 12 in Yericho? Kishigiyas Man the Mishmar Lalu Shushalayim B'Shabbes Mitzchalkim Anshe Mishmar. So Rashi says they weren't necessarily in Yericho to begin with. If it came time for their mishmar, that group to go to Yerushalayim, half of them would go to Yerushalayim, and half of them would go to Yericho. Right? It says, "Mischalkim anshe mishmar, chatzi and hokul in Yerushalayim lavoda, v'chatzi and hokul in Yericho asmuch Yerushalayim." It's really not that close. Umisaknin sham mayim mazon lachayim, and there they would provide the food and the drink for their brothers. The kach osin kol hachavdal. What's the mikvah? Rashi. The kach osin kol hachavdal mishmaros. and that's what you would do for all the 24 mishmaros. Nimso yud beis b'yericho, and that's what it means. You would have 12 in Yericho. Rashi changes the gears, I guess. He doesn't mean that. He says it means that they would all go to Yericho. Half of them would go to Yerushalayim, half of them would go to Yericho, and that's how they would split them. Now, I don't know what it means that they would stay in Yericho all the time, or maybe every day they would switch. I'm not sure.
Well, they're going to Yericho to get food to do what?
To bring it to Yerushalayim. They made supply lines. It's not so close. It's not so. Why Yericho? Why don't they do someplace like closer to Yerushalayim? I don't know. Yericho's always mentioned. Right. Rashi says Lashon Acher Nihiruli, that he says it's a different Lashon, it makes sense to me. He doesn't like the Lashon of that they would come from Yericho. But they were in Yericho. Rashi says they would go to Yericho. Right, so Rashi does have a different gear set over here. Clearly has a different gear set. And Rashi gear set is probably Chatzim Mishmaya Ola Li Yericho is probably his gear set.
That seems to be
his gear set. Yeah.
But to get food, why
does
that go to
Yericho?
They can go
anyplace. Yericho always has a special status when it comes to, right? Rabbi Rousen always used to mention there's a rivet in Tamid, I think, or something like that says that Yericho always has a special status because it was the first thing to be captured. So he says something like Yericho, Hare Ki Yerushalayim. Yericho has some sort of semi-Jerusalem status. So Yericho, for some reason, is always mentioned when it comes to Avodah. I'm not sure. I just don't know how Metzias-wise how it works. You still have to get it from. It's not like you had this massive army supply chain. You get it from Yericho to Yerushalayim. Okay. Right. The Meiri writes that the people in Yericho would be there for 3 days, and then they would switch. They would rotate, and the people there in Yericho for 3 days would then go the next 3 days to Yerushalayim, and the ones from Yerushalayim would go to Yericho. I guess on Shabbos they will come together. I don't know.
Where?
To Yerushalayim.
Can't the locals in Yerushalayim supply them
with food? I don't know. Yeah. Don't know. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kohanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim Ma'akonis HaKarban. You have to have all of them in Yerushalayim. You have to have the Kohanim doing the Avodah. You have to have the Leviim doing the Shira, and you have to have the Israelim have to be there as well, just to daven and do their tefillos. So you need Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. The Masnitza Tana, in a Braisa we learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that Kohanim, Leviim, Uklei Shira, Aknas HaKarban. He says that first of all he drops Yisraelim, but he adds the Klishir. The Gemara is only going to focus on the apparent machlokus as to whether or not klishir is ma'akev the korban. Gemara does not focus on the apparent machlokus as to whether or not you need the Yisraelim there to be ma'akev, whether the Yisraelim are ma'akev the korban. So the Gemara says, so what's the machlokus between Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So mar savar ikar shir repeh, umar savar ikar shir bichli. So we saw this also in Gemara Sukkah. One holds that the ikar shir of the Levim do is with their mouths, and the musical instruments are just accompaniments. And one says, no, that the actual, therefore the Levim are the ones that are makif, the Klishir is not going to be makif. But one says that the Klishir actually are the way we have to go about to do the Shira, and therefore you have to have the Klishir, and therefore they are makif. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to talk about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Nevi'im or Rishonim made these 24 Mishmaros. So the Gemara is going to track the history of these 24 watches. So Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu started. He made the takana that there should be 8 Mishmaros. Arba Ami Elazar, 4 from the families of Elazar ben Aaron. The Arba Isamar, 4 from Isamar. That would be all. I guess passed away, didn't have children, so therefore they don't have Mishmaros, but 4 from the family of Elazar, 4 from the family of Isamar. And Ba Shmuel, then Shmuel and Nabi comes, I guess he saw that they were met.
What? How many
not so many. Right? Ba Shmuel, the Midan Al Sheishis, right? Shmuel then comes and he adds another 8. So he makes it that there are 16. So I guess now it's 8 and 8. And Bad David, and then Midan Alasrim Va'arba. And then David comes and makes it to be 24. I'm not sure whether that means he's now it's 12 and 12 from the family of Isamar and 12 from the family of Elazar, or just total 12. I'm not sure.
Otherwise, where would you think?
Right. So now, no, I'm not sure if they kept it split according to the families like that. Shenamar. Now he has to add Pinchas in. It's true too. Unless you say Pinchas goes with his father. Does Pinchas go with Elazar? No, it doesn't say. Then
Moshe had time to
include
Pinchas.
Moshe had time. Pinchas is. Pinchas is towards to year. Is that
Gary?
It's year 40. Right, so I'm thinking that maybe Pinchas himself got the bris kahuna. Now he's put in with the families of the Lazar with his father. Maybe. All conjecture. I don't know. So Bad David v'Amil Asrim v'Arba. David comes and makes 24 mishmar. So Namar, of course, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Pasuk says Bishnas Ha'arba'im leMalchus David in the 40th year of David's reign, which is his last year, right? Nidrashu v'Yimotzi b'hem. Giborei Chayel b'Yazar Gilad, right? So he talks that they found these Giborei Chayel in Yazar Gilad. The point being is that the pasuk beforehand mentions the 24 mishmaros, and then the next pasuk that we quote says in the year 40 of David's reign. So it seems clear that the 24 were made in year 40 of David's reign. So that he has 24. So you go from 4 to 16 to 24. 4 Moshe, 16 Shmuel, 24 David. Mesve, we ask a question because we can have an apparent steer from a different brisa. Moshe tikin and Yisrael shmona mishmaros. Moshe creates 8 mishmaros. Arba me'elazar v'varmi usamar. 4 from Elazar, 4 from Usamar. Ba David u'shmuel. Comes David and Shmuel v'hemidan ala srim v'arba. And they make the 24. Seems to be one step. Just David and Shmuel together make it 24. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, where is this also divrei yamim? Right? V'hemidan. And they established Al Esrim Ve'arba. They made, the two of them made 24. Right? Shneamar, Hema Yisad David Shmuel, Haro Eben Munasab. They established, David and Shmuel, they established what the Mishmaros. So you see that David and Shmuel together were the ones who made the 24. Not like Rabbi Chama said, but Shmuel said it went from 16 to 24. So our answer is no, it went from 16 to 24. And this second brisa that says David and Shmuel made 24, which means between the two of them, David and Shmuel, it got to 24. Hachik Amar, Misodo, so David and Shmuel are Ramasi, Ha'imudim al Sariba Arba. From between the two of them, it came to 24. And the previous Bryce tells us breakdown, Shmuel made it 16, and David just added another 8 to make it 24. Okay. So, fine. Now we're going to ask him from another Bryce. Tana Ida. And some Safiya have the gears of Mesfei over here. But we have Tana Idach. Moshe Tiken and Yisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmaros. Moshe made 16 Mishmaros. Well, we had him that he made 8.
How many kids did
they have? I don't know. Not so many. I mean, it was Elazar, Yisamar, and their children. Moshe Tiken and Yisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmaros. Shmona mi Elazar. 8 from the family of Elazar, Ushmona mi Yisamar, 8 from the family of Yisamar, U Kisharabu b'nei Elazar al-b'nei Yisamar. Apparently the families of Elazar ended up becoming more numerous than the families of Yisamar, so they made another split, v'he'emidim al-asrim v'arba, and then they made 24, which seems to be that the Gemara is going to go up with the Gemara is going to go saying that they had, each had 8, and then what they did is they added another. They ate to make 16, and they added another, right?
8 for
Elazar. Another 8 for Elazar to make it to 24. So they made 16 and 8. They added another 8 for them. They doubled Elazar over Isamar.
Oh, so they doubled it.
They doubled Elazar, but not Isamar. Yeah, that's going to be the maskan of the Gemara. It seems to be, but it's clearly Moshe here is the 16 as opposed to doing 8. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Divrei Yamin. They found that the children of Elazar were much more numerous than the children of Yisamar. So they gave to Elazar 16, and to Yisamar they gave 8. So you see that when they did the count, they had too many, so they split more. So Elazar's family gets 16, and Yisamar's family gets 8. for the same 24, but it seems to be here that it's going from 16 for Moshe and then 24 to, like a speed up and double the Shmuel.
Aren't they famous for Kohanim?
Right.
But you talk about the Mishmaros.
The Mishmaros were broken up into the families. The different families had different, the families were broken down. That's how they, and they, from them they gave them the
Mishmaros. The Mishmaros are Israeli, right?
No. The Ma'amados.
The Ma'amados, I'm sorry.
There happened to have been, I mean, if you look in Yirmiyahu, they say that Yirmiyahu was from Beis HaSanos, and he was a Kohen family that didn't do the Avodah. Whatever happened, through the times of the first Beis HaMadosh, that they were some, Yirmiyahu. He didn't do the Avodah. Well, the Rishonim say on that. So I guess they were sort of kicked out of the temple service. Not sure how that worked either. But it was split. That's what it says. Yirmiyahu was part of a non-working Avodah. They would till the fields in wherever he was from. Okay, the Omer, and it also says there in Divrei Yamim, Beis Av Echad Achuz LeElazar, VaAchuz Achuz LeIsamar. That the Beis Av was, I guess, one to Elazar, VaAchuz Achuz LeIsamar, and double to Isamar, which means that there's, Mer says, my Omer. What does it mean by Omer? So V'chi Tema, Heichi Nefishi B'nei Elazar, Hachi Nami Nefishi B'nei Isamar, Shmona Meikara Arba'a Halu, and maybe also they doubled, maybe originally it was only four by Yisamar, and therefore he got more and became eight. Gemara says, no, Tashma, Beis Av Echad, Achuz Elazar, Achuz Echad Yisamar, it comes to tell us they did not add to Yisamar's family at all. All they did was they doubled, Elazar's families got double from what Yisamar had. So originally it was 8 and 8, and then it becomes 16 and 8. But you see clearly, Tiyufta de Rav Chama Bar Gurya. There's a big question now to Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said that Moshe was misaking only 8 Mishmaros. 4 to Elazar and 4 to Yisamar. And here we seem we have clear that Moshe was misaking 16 Mishmaros, 8 and 8. So the Amar Lach Rav Chama Bar Gurya, it's a problem. Rav Chama Bar Gurya is an Amora. I have a Brisa that goes against him. So Amar Lach Rav Chama Bar Gurya Tanoihi. Tamachlokas Tanoihi. Ana da Amri ki hai Tana da Amar Shmona. And I hold it to Tana, who holds that he did 8. So it's a machlokas. I don't know what the machlokas is. It's a historical machlokas. Whether Moshe was misaking 8 or Moshe was misaking 16. So what's the nafkamina? What's going to be when, I don't know, when the Mashiach comes, we'll have much more, right? We're going to have many more. So I don't know what the machlokas is.
As a generation goes, it's going to grow.
Yeah, but
they
ended up with 24 total.
In the end, you end up with 24, so you can go back to the...
24 stays the same. Yeah. You have 210.
Right, it's going to be 24. And if they don't have, and there's too much, there used to be a lot of people baking in Yericho. That's what ends up happening. I don't know. What do you guys say when you have your secret meetings about what you're going to do?
You'd rather be in Yerushalayim or
Yerushalayim?
So what's your preference? Yerushalayim or Yerushalayim?
I think Yerushalayim.
Well, we'll be fine. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So we learned in a Brisa, though. So that's all through Bayis Rishon. Now this Brisa says, Arba'a Mishmaros Olu Min Hagola. That only 4 Mishmaros of Kohanim came back to Zman Bayisheni from Bavel. Right, only 4 came back. Hey, Rashi says, Alu Minagol, the second to last line, Bayisheni, the Hashar lo Alu. And the rest did not go back. Sharbe Misrael, Nishtaru, Nishtayru, Velo Ratzlalos. And many Bnei Yisrael, they just stayed in Bavel. And they didn't want to go up to Yerushalayim.
All the Kohanim were exiled. And,
I don't know what the numbers are, but they're assuming most of the were exiled. Right. Most were exiled. A lot were killed, obviously, yeah. And whoever went, only 4 families, Mishmaros came back. The Elohein. And these are they. The family of Yidayah, and the brackets is Harim, Hashchur, the Imar. That's listed in Ezra Perek Beis. So, Amdu Nevi'im Shebenehem. So what happens now? So you have these 4. So you only have 4 families. So what's going to be? We already have the Tekun. It's supposed to be 24. Supposed to be 24 Mishmaros. We only have 4 families. Right? So V'chilkum. So what they did is they split them. Rashi says, V'chilkum L'chav Dalet. They split each family into 24 groups. Because V'kinoi Shekol Echad Echad B'chalet. What they did is they would take... let's just take the first family of Yidayah. So they write Yid Ayah, and they would do another five from Yid Ayah. That would be like one of, you know, Yid Ayah one, Yid Ayah two, Yid Ayah three, Yid Ayah four, you know, like that, right? Hey, midim al esrim va'arba'ah. And then they would split it into 20, and they made it into 24. And then what they did, bilalum unisanum bikalpi. I guess they had all these letters, names on paper. They would mix them together, and they would put them in, put them in the bowl. Right, Rashi says, chasvu achav dal chatikos klaf roshei mishmaros shachokum e'osan dalid. And what happened? So, ba yid ayah, so yid ayah came, v'natal, and he took l'chelko. He took the name of his mishmaros. Rashi says, ba yid ayah, mishmaros shal yid ayah, ba echel mehen, one of them came, v'notal chelek, and he took his chelek. I guess they want to draw lots. So the Yachet went first, and he ended up choosing all six of his family. I guess Ruach HaKodesh, he knew which one. He should have played the lottery that day. He picked all six. Rashi says, V'chokku chelek hei chatichos klaf tabi l'shush, sheish, u'misha haya ola b'yodo rishon, haya shabbos rishona, shebeseder shahayu olim b'yodo, zo achar zo, kach hayu obdim b'shabbos hosei, and zo achar zo. And that's how they do it. So he would pick out, either y'all one, either y'all two, either y'all three, either y'all six. That was the order that they worked. Right? So, ba'yid y'all not the l'chelko, and chelik chaverav sheish, but and then the rest of his family, which was six, bacharim and atachelka b'chaverav sheish came pashchor b'chein imer, and that's how they would do it. That's how they order that first the family of Yidayah, the six families that went, and the six mishmaros, and then from charim, and then from pashchor, and then from imar. That was the seder of the avoda. B'chein histum neviim shabineihem, and then the neviim that were in Bnei Israel made the following takana. Sha'afilu Yeho Yariv, even if Yeho Yariv, Rosh Mishmaros, who was during the Bais Rishon, he was the number one Mishmar, he went first. Even if his family decided to come back to Eretz Yisrael, right, even Sha'afilu Yeho Yariv, Rosh Mishmaros Ola, Lo Yedacha Yidayo Mimkomo, he would not overtake Yidayo, Yidayo would still be first. Ela Yidayo Ikar V'Yeho Yariv Tafelo. Yeho Yariv, I guess, would go second. I guess. I'm not sure why he would go second. Rashi says, "Lo yidche."
Seder, how they chose the lottery.
What?
What is this? Seder,
how they chose which mishmaros in the Zman Bayis Sheni, how they would choose who would go first, right? He says, "Lo yidche yidayah ho'elu mischilu lo ala Yeho Yariv." Since Yeho Yariv didn't come up, ela kol ha'mishmaros nasos midayah kodem es lavoli Yeho Yariv, but yidayah would still be before Yeho Yariv. V'yariv bava obed achareyem b'makom mishmar acher, right? Then he would go afterwards. V'shisha diyada osir osin hei shlo laharva mishmaros. And then the Yidayah ones, I guess, would go in.
They were absorbed by it.
Yeah, they would absorb them.
They champion like.
I guess the Yoriv. Rashi says that Yoriv would become the sixth. Would become six. Rashi says. He says fifth. No, but you know, so he's. I think Rashi's saying each mishmar was split into six.
So,
no, you would still have the four, but this new family would become six of six in Yoyada.
So they would take the number six spot.
Right, and the rest would be absorbed.
Reabsorbed into number the first.
Well, I guess, and they would whole family would be in number six.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, who determines that? Determine who goes where.
They did.
When he came to the Yishlam, they screamed, we're number one.
Yeah.
Right. The Tosas Rid seems to indicate that. We just explained according to Rashi. Tosas Rid seems to indicate that even if they would come back, but it means Tuffalo means they wouldn't go in at all. They would be out of the picture. They would not join the mishmaros at all. I guess they would not do the avoda for the karbanos.
Did they come back?
I don't know.
Maybe that answers Yirmiyahu.
Yirmiyahu was before these by
Yeah.
Right, but this is talking about post.
But yeah, maybe they were. His family was already.
I don't think so. It's something happened over there about the Sadov took over and other people in Kohanim didn't do it. But we have to learn or not.
Let's say a second, why is it only considered the fact that one
day? I guess it would be the same din with everybody, but the idea that they mentioned Yeho Yariv is because Yeho Yariv was the chief in Bayis Rishon. And even if the chief would come back, he's going to be tough. Either he's absorbed in, or according to Tosas Rid, he doesn't get to do the avoda at all. Okay. V'Yisrael sheba oso mishmar, and Bnei Yisrael, if we're in that mishmar, miskansim ba'arein, the korban ma'aseh bereishis. So they had that, you know, that mishmar. The Yisraelim were part of that mishmar. And that my mothers, they would go into the shuls in their cities, and they would read ma'aseh bereishis. So minahan emili. So how do we know that ma'aseh bereishis is supposed to be read by the mamadas? Why do they read? It seems like a simple Torah reading is what they read when they were the mishmaros. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Asi, il mole mamados, had it not been for the mamados, lo niskaimu shemayim ba'aretz. What does it mean? Il mole. Right, Rashi says right. Il mole mamados iske karbonos. So Yisrael osin hein hayukulam bichaton umashen chalin shemayim ba'aretz omdim b'zvuson emis kaimim. Because you have the reason why you're in the Bereishis is because of the Karbonos, we get to survive, right? So therefore they read Ma'aseh Bereishis, because it's apropos. And Amar, the pasuk says, this is by the Brisbane Masarim. It says, Vayomar Shem Elohim, Avram says, put the comma in the right place. Vayomar, Avram says, Hashem Elohim, Bame Eida Ki Yirashena. How will I know that I will inherit the land? So Amar Avram, basically, so the interpreter, Avram says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael Chotim Ufanecha Vato Solehem Kedorim Abel. Maybe the Yisrael will sin and you will do like them with Dorim Abel. Question is, didn't Hashem promise that he'll never do the Abel again? So why is Avram worried about this?
No, Kedorim Abel, Kedorim Flaga.
Oh, Kedorim Flaga, okay. Okay, so what is it? But what does it mean to do the Dorim Abel?
Like
Kedorim. How do you do like Dorim Abel? Just destroy everybody?
Destroy
yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't have to be a flood around the whole world. It could be a flood in one place.
I don't know. In the one place where the flood wasn't, in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, okay.
So Amalei Lav, Hashem says, no, I'll never do that. Amar Lefan, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodiyeni Ba'Amar Shena. So I had to tell me, show to me, but how will I, prove it to me? So Amalei, he says, Kachal Lecha, Egla Mishuleshes, the Eitz Mishuleshes, Ba'ayin Mishula, that's right, it's over Gozel, and all these minim are symbolic of the Karbanos, all different types of Karbanos. So Amar Lefanav, so Hashem, Avram says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, fine. Tena Chosmach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that's all fine and dandy when the Beis HaMikdash is extant. But Bismarck ain't Beis HaMikdash Kaya Mate Elem. But we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we can't pre-mark the Karbanos, what's going to be? Hope for right now that we see that the world lives because of the Karbanos, and that's why we read Bereishis. But what happens when there is no Beis HaMikdash? Avram's asking, what's going to be for my children when they sin? So Amar Lo, Hashem says back to Avram, Kvar Tikanti Lehem Seder Karbanos, I already taught them the Seder, the workings of the Karbanos, Bismarck Ekor Behem Lefanai, when they actually read the Karbanos before me, Ma'ala Ani Aleim Kilu Yigrivim Lefanai, I'll accept it as if they brought it to me, V'ani Mokal Lehem Akol Avonos Seyem, and I'll be Mokal on what they said. This is Rabbi Rabban, told Rabbi Rabban, this is why he wants to say Karbanos. Right? It's important to say, to say Karbanos, because you get Mechila for saying Karbanos. It's as if you brought the Karbanos. It's as if, but it not really is, because we had all the Gemaras that said that there were these Amoraim who kept the Pinkas, they kept the sheet of how many Karbanos they would have to bring. So if it's as if you brought the Karban, then just let them say the Parsha Lechatas and be done. Also, we talk about the woman gives birth. I mean, here you want to make some midrash, those first couple of days, we fill with karbanos from the women who give birth, with all the karbanos for when they give birth. But what, if you're just reading it and you're yotzei, so it's metaphorically, it says, it protects you from the sin, it protects you from the punishment when you say the karbanos, but it doesn't, it's not yotzei yechiv. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. First couple. So when Mashiach comes, you can't go to Camp Simple that day. You gotta get to your shrine. You gotta tell us stuff's gonna have to stop that first couple days.
It's definitely not gonna be determined that way.
What? No, those first couple days, you're gonna have to. That's why you have to learn. That's why Coach Sam says, if we're gonna do it now.
Yeah,
let's do it. Ain't no doma, this is really good, actual action.
No drinking?
Well, yeah, if you have. The only thing, actually, it's true though. Right, we saw our Tosos that said that the only thing that's going to be hukrov the first week is just the Korban Tamid, because that's Tumah Hutcha Ratzibur. You'll have a whole week to become taller. During that week, you'll have to learn everything. Right, crash course. A lot of stress.
I'm almost aging out.
Is that the question over there? Right, they're saying you can't drink because you might have to, Mashiach might come. How about the Tumish? That was the question.
Yeah, Tosos, that was asked right there. What do you mean by Tosos asked right there? So he said, Tosos said that. The first week, they would only do the Karbanos Tzibur, because Tumah Hutcha Tzibur, and during that time, they'll become taller.
And so
forth. Yeah.
Imagine that coverage from the Karbanos line.
So I wonder if you could put more, one.
Take a number.
Yeah, let's say 1,600,000,000.
That's the business.
We're in.
Okay. No protects
you. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Answering Mishmar, the people who were in Yerushalayim, Hayu Mispalim al Korban Achehem, they would dab and they would be by the Korbanos, Sheyiskabo Beratzon, that it should be accepted. But Anshe Maimod, and the people who are stayed in their cities, Miskansin Lebeis HaKnesses, they would come to the Shul, V'yoshin Arba Tanios, and they would fast for 4 days, V'sheni B'Shabbos on Monday, V'shlishi on Tuesday, Revi Chamishi. So they would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they would fast. And I guess read Sefer Bereishis. V'sheni on Monday, they would fast, and they would daven Al Yordei Hayam, on behalf of those people who are traveling by sea, because I guess that day in Bereishis is Yihi Raki B'Soch HaMayim. It's talking about the water day. V'shlishi Al Hochei Medbaros, on Tuesday they would fast for those who are traveling on land, because that's the pasuk in pasuk test is Vaseirah Hayavasha. By Revi, on Wednesday they would fast Al Haskara Shelo Tipol Al Tinokos, that certain disease that they would daven that they wouldn't, that the children would not be afflicted by Askara. What is it called?
Diphtheria.
What does he call it? And he calls it
diphtheria.
Right, it's disease. Right, it comes from the heat. So I think. Right. Okay. Chamishi on Thursday they would fast al uboros umenikos for those who are pregnant, those who are nursing. Uboros lo yapilos, they shouldn't have miscarriages. And menikos shenikos b'neiim, and that the nursing should go well. That they should nurse. Ube erev Shabbos lo hayumis anim. On Friday they would not fast if they covered Shabbos because of covered Shabbos. Kavachomer b'Shabbos atzman. So obviously on Shabbos they wouldn't fast either. So now we're left with Sunday. So the Echav Shabbos my time. What's the reason why they don't fast on Sunday? Three reasons. Number one, my time alone. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'nei hanotrim, because of the notrim. Fascinating. Because the notrim, Rashi says, she'osim osu yom tov shalahem. They would make Sunday their holiday. So therefore, yeah.
So they're fasting, it's a holiday?
So they wouldn't fast. Right, Rashi says, right, he says, Rashi, it brings in the Hagos, brings a Rashi that says, because if they would see you fasting on their holiday day, you would come to a danger. They wouldn't be too happy with you. Could be. I'm not sure. Right. So that's Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Mipnei Shehu Shlishi Litzira. He says because it's the third day of the Yetzirah, there's something, the third day after you create, we were created on Friday, so Friday, Shabbos, Sunday is the third day of creation, and there's always a weakness in the third day, you know, the third day that they killed B'nai Shvem, third day is a weakness. That's number two. Reish Lakish Amar, Mipnei Neshama Yetzirah. Reish Lakish says, no, it's because the Neshama Yetzirah left, so we're weakened. When we lose that Neshama Yetzirah, I guess we're in a weakened state. Right, the Neshama Yisera, because as Reish Lakish says, the Neshama Yisera nit nabo adam erev Shabbos, that every beginning of Neshama Yisera on erev Shabbos, who Motzi Shabbos knows them also mimena, and on Motzi Shabbos it leaves. That's where sometimes that's some reason, one of the reasons why we smell the Rosamim. Shneamar, as the pasuk says by Shabbos, real drasha. It says Shabbat, right? Uvayom Hashvi Shavas Vayina Fash. So Kevon she Shavas, once he's resting, once he rested, meaning he finished Shabbos, Vay. Right, by of the nefesh, by nefesh. So, woes to him as he loses the nefesh. Right, that's what my grandpa said. You never gave way on Shabbos because it always goes to Shabbos Yisera, and then it leaves. So you're all good. It's not true.
What?
So you never gain weight on Shabbos.
Yeah, right. I tried that.
Not true. Okay.
These Mishmar,
they did not come to Yerushalayim. There were some in Yerushalayim, and the ones in Yerushalayim were davening by the Karbanos. And if they're your group in your town, which stay in your town, there's a difference between Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Maimon. So you had those who were in Yerushalayim, they would daven al Korban Achayim.
And Anshei, what are they called, Maimon or Mishmar?
I'm not sure. That. I think it seems to be interchangeable when it comes to the ones who were Israeli.
You talked about the
ones
that were staying in Yerushalayim.
He called it Anshei Mishmar, Hayu Mispalim al Korban Achayim. Okay. That was very sluggish. Next, Mishnah said by Yom Rishon Bereishis Vahirakiyah. So they would now explain. The Mishnah listed what they were lame. So now the Gemara doesn't have a problem because the psukim don't match up to the amount of psukim that we need. So he says, Tana, Bereshis Bishnayim, they would split up as following. The Psukim of Bereshis 2 would read, they would split up into two. That's the Kohen Velevi would be called up for that. And Yehirakiyah, the parsha of the Psukim of Yehirakiyah, the Echad, one would read it. So Bishma, Yehirakiyah, I understand Yehirakiyah, it can be read by one, right, the Echad, plus the Psukim have it. It is three Psukim. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim, Chamisha Psukim have it. Bereshis, the part of Bereshis, is only five psukim. So how are you splitting that up into two aliyahs, right? It's chamisha psukim havyin, right? And we're going to learn in Megillah, hakorei b'Torah al yiflos mishlosh psukim. You have to have three psukim. You have five. How are you dividing five into two, you know, to make evenly? So Rav Amar Doleg, Shmuel Amar Posig. So Rav says you would be Doleg, meaning you would go back. You would read Bereshis, the pasuk of Bereshis, the Aretz by Yomer, and then the next one would be go back and read by Yomer, and then read the next pasuk, which is starts by Yar and by Yikra. So he would be, the first Aliyah would read Psukim 1, 2, and 3. The second Aliyah would read Psukim 3, 4, and 5. Like we do the Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel says posik. Yeah, you would split the third pasuk in two. You would cut it in half. So you would read 1, 2, and 2 and a half, and the other one would read the rest of the half, and then 4 and 5. They would stop in the middle of the pasuk, Shmuel says. Rav Amar Doleg. So why doesn't Rav say that? Rav Amar Doleg. Rav says that we wouldn't stop in the middle of the pasuk. My time alo Amar Posek. Why? Mr. Ford doesn't say you can't split the two. Kasap, because he holds, like you're holding, kol psukah lo paskin Moshe and lo paskin alay. We can't split psukim up. Any pasuk that Moshe did not right, we can't make it into a pasuk. Therefore, he holds you can't split a pasuk in two. Shmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says we are Posek. We split, stop in the middle. Umar says, really? You can do that? Umi paskinon. Are you allowed to chop a pasuk in two? V'amar Rabbi Chanina Kara, Rabbi Chanina the Val Mikra, I guess he was the one who taught the kids how, you know, he taught the kids Kriya. Sar Gadol Hayali, Eitir B'Chananiah HaGadol. I tried very hard when I was by Chananiah HaGadol that he should be matir me to allow to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Because I'm teaching people how to read, it'd be easier for me, I guess, that way. V'lo Hitali Lipsok, El Sinoka Shal Beis Rabban, Hol Islamin Asuyin. He only permitted me to break up psukim only for the young ones, because they're first learning how to read. So you see, the only way you're allowed to stop for the middle of pasuk is for this reason, not for Shmuel's reason, because you have to figure, you know, according to in Shmuel's case, do each, you know, read the pasuk again, repeat it. So Shmuel says, no, what's the reason why there? Hasam time am I, we shouldn't blow Efshar, because there's no other way to do it, because there's no other way to teach them without them, I guess, forgetting, and they have to split the psukim up, right? But hachanami, so too by us, Efshar, lo Efshar, there's no other way. But there is another way. I don't know what that means. Right? Then the Gemara says, why is there no other way? Shmuel Amar Posik, why do you have to split the Pasuk in two? My time alo Amar Doleg, why doesn't he say, you repeat a Pasuk? He says, Gzeir Mishum HaNechnasim, Ugzeir Mishum HaYotzim. We're concerned by the people who are walking in late or the people who are leaving. So the people who are walking in late, they're going to see that you started from the pasuk number 3. They're going to think that the first Aliyah only read two psukim, and the people who are leaving after the first Aliyah, you know, the Kiddush Club or something, so they're leaving after the first Aliyah, they're going to see there's only two psukim left. So you're talking about people, they have a whole mindset that the whole purpose of them being here is that they're going to fast and daven for Efshar. Your work, you have to assume that the people who are coming to do this, you know, they volunteered for this service and they're committed and they're not walking out. So I'm not so sure what the
and coming late they are.
Coming late, leaving early, what's going on?
And
they wouldn't know what the laning is. I know, he can.
It's not the general public. It's right.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of a select elite few.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they're going to. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now they're going to ask on Rabbi Shmuel together. So Meisvei, we have the following about Kriyas HaTorah. Parshas of Shisha Psukim. The Brisa says if you have a parsha of six Psukim, Kori Oso Shnayim. Right. You have two people can read it. You can split it to two because each one can read three. Ushel Chamisha. Let's read the brackets. Biyachid. Right, if you have chamisha, you can read, one reads it. V'im harishon korish, because you can't split it. Five, that means one person to read it. V'im harishon korish losha, and if you made a mistake, and the first one read three psukim, so hasheni korish shnayim parsha zo, so the second one now is going to read the next two psukim, right? V'echem parsha acheres, and then he reads the third pasuk from the next parsha. When you don't split, you don't repeat, you just keep going on, right? V'yesh omrim shlosha, and some says that he reads three from the following parsha. What you have to do is you're going to read the two of your parsha and then read three more psukim because you don't want to stop and just read one pasuk in one parsha. But bottom line is, l'madamar dole lidlog, l'madamar posek lifshok. According to one says, according to Rab, you should just repeat the pasuk. Why go on to the next parsha? According to Shmuel, just split the pasuk in half. Sometimes we see with the question of Shmuel. The problem is that the guy actually read three. According to Shmuel, once you read three, you already passed that idea of splitting. So what's going on? So when it says Shani Hassam, there it's different because we're talking about laning during the whole year. The Islay Rafa, you have the opportunity, you have the option of reading from the next parsha. By us, Rashi says Sheyachal Likros miParsha Cheres. Avahaka Leslay Rafa, the Halo Mati Lmikrei Elibration by Hirakia. Each day has its specific for what it needs to be read during the week. Okay, so you read the next parsha, and you read the next pasuk. Here is the takana of what needed to be read. You can't go on.
That's what it is.
That's all you read because it's tadali for a specific thing and it corresponds to that parsha. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.